Wednesday afternoon, time for our bi-monthly conversation with MIBiz senior writer Mark Sanchez. You've recently written a story. The headline is Funding Gap, Despite Gains Early Stage Startups in Michigan, Still Struggling to Find Capital. What's the situation?
Well, this goes down to the question that I like to ask folks when we do these stories about where we've been, where we're going. And it's always the question of the data, the status of the current situation. Does that indicate how far we've come or how far we have to go? And this particular story you bring up, this is a part of a section we did in this week's edition of MIBiz, taking a look at this entrepreneurial ecosystem here in West Michigan and across the state. Little background, everybody remembers a few years ago, state had a few economic problems. That was nearly a decade ago, and nobody wants to go through that again. Everybody remembers the pain of that period. Out of that, there's kind of been this new era of entrepreneurism. Venture capital has been growing. Angel investing has been growing. So we looked at all this, and when we talked to folks about if I'm a startup business, if I form a startup business, technology, healthcare, life sciences, whatever, where are my investors? And the bottom line, and we've reported on this for quite a bit, and we summarize it in this week's issue, is venture capital, angel investing, and those types of seed capital are doing much better today than they ever have before. It's grown. It's grown very well. No, Michigan's not a top state for VC investing, nor is it expected to ever become one, because Massachusetts and California really dominate that. And that's where a lot of your innovations come from. But the state, the VC industry, angel investing, it's been growing. So if you're an entrepreneur and you need that seed capital, you have better chances today of getting that investment and finding investors and getting your innovation, your idea off the ground, getting it validated, and at least starting down that pathway to commercialization to bring it to market. However, there are a few gaps in what's called that capital continuum. And that's at the really early stages, when you're just getting off the ground with an idea. Maybe you're a university researcher, maybe you're somebody out of your garage, and that really early seed funding you need to maybe get some market validation or validate the science behind that innovation. That's a little tougher to get, as is once you've gone down that pathway a long ways. Maybe you're at the market, you're selling, you're generating revenue, but you need to go to that next stage. Those large funding rounds of $50, $60 million, that's hard to come by in Michigan, and typically you have to go out of state to find that type of funding. So there's been a lot of progress, but bottom line, there are still some gaps that exist for those entrepreneurs who have an idea, have an innovation, and they build a business around it.
Well, what are you seeing in other states that is working? If you're saying a lot of these entrepreneurs are getting off the ground, they've got a product or a service, and they need to make that next leap, and like you said, they need that 50 grand or whatever it might be. What's happening in other states, and what do you think needs to happen here?
Very simple. Other states, when I mentioned New York, California, Massachusetts, they're more mature. They've been at this game a lot longer of seeding startup companies and getting them. And you know, we've talked about the growth of venture capital in Michigan. It's really been that private public sector partnership that has helped this, and now mostly private partnership. The state's not looking to help put more money into a venture fund to support other venture funds. So other states are simply a lot more mature than Michigan and have been at this game a lot longer. There's an outfit out of Cleveland that tracks venture investing in the Midwest for healthcare and life science companies. The top two states are consistently Minnesota and Ohio. What do those two states have? Well, Minnesota's got the Mayo Clinic, Ohio has the Cleveland Clinic. There's a lot of innovation and research that goes on around those two institutions that gets spun out. They need capital. A market need creates opportunity. Investors come forward. So that's just, you know, you just have to keep going at it here in Michigan, and hopefully you get to that point where you do fill those gaps.
And supporting an area of expertise, like you mentioned, with the Mayo Clinic and the Cleveland Clinic, which then spurs more growth within that industry.
Investors see an opportunity, and they come forward.
And then we see this entrepreneurial support taking different routes across West Michigan.
Yeah, this is something, again, it's all part of, you hear that term more often these days, this entrepreneurial ecosystem. 10, 20 years ago, if you were startup business, starting a business, you were kind of maybe on your own a little bit. And now you have so much more resources out there. You've got business incubators and accelerators that offer all sorts of supports, low-cost space to operate out of, mentorship programs. You can get together on a regular basis with a CEO or somebody who's retired and has been very successful in business, and they can help guide you. And a lot of entrepreneurs will tell you sometimes it's not what you do right, but avoiding those big mistakes will get you down that pathway a lot better. So there's much more of that. There's much more of the programming out there that you're not completely alone in there. And you look at Start Garden here in Grand Rapids and what it does with its business accelerator or its programming. And then you look at some of the other programs here in Grand Rapids that have spun out of that over the years. There's just a heck of a lot more out there for entrepreneurs today to get some assistance to avoid those mistakes and get down the right pathway.
And then there's a report out from Business Leaders for Michigan.
Yeah, this is from Business Leaders from Michigan. This is the group formed a number of years ago, coming out of that difficult economic period. Basically, CEOs and university presidents around the states. Every year, they take a look at some of a whole bunch of data they crunch and how's the state doing. The goal of Business Leaders for Michigan is to really make Michigan a top 10 state. We're far from it. 8-9 years ago, we were really far from it. So there's been some progress. There's been some progress in terms of obviously job growth, GDP. There's been progress in terms of personal income and productivity. And those are good things. Those are moving Michigan up the chain. But there's also areas that need some significant work. Michigan ranks 29th and 30th respectively in career and college readiness and educational attainment. Only 23% of high school graduates in Michigan are considered college ready. That's from the American college testing results. So business leaders from Michigan each year, they go out and they gather just a ton of data and they compile it together in this benchmark report just to take a look at where we are, where we're going, where have we come from. And the bottom line for this year's report is progress has been made over the years. Again, a lot of progress to go. As I mentioned with that question I like to ask when we started this segment, is this indicative of how far we've come or how far we need to go? In this particular instance, it's both. There's been progress made once again, but still a lot more needed to get Michigan into a top performing state economically in this nation.
And yet I can look back, I don't know, maybe a decade ago, as I recall, you know, changing the business tax was going to create this big rebound, right to work, becoming a right to work state. Are those just rungs on the ladder to get us to where we need to be?
Those are pieces of the puzzle. They'll tell you that the tax system you had in Michigan, and first it was that the one tax, single business tax, and then you went to the Michigan business tax that was widely despised. And then ultimately when Governor Snyder came in, changed the tax system and went to a corporate income tax and eliminated the small business taxes because those small business owners are paying personal income tax on their income. So that was just changing that and those two areas, right to work and the tax system. Those are just two areas that business leaders from Michigan identified early that really needed some changes and some reforms. So I would invite anybody, if you can go on the Business Leaders from Michigan website, if this is an issue that concerns you and you're interested in it, go read this report. It's got a lot of data in it, and it gives a pretty good indication of where things are going.
I had the opportunity to sit down and talk with Doug Rothwell, who is the CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan. Oftentimes, he will always turn to education and retaining talent.
If you're not educating people, you're not creating talent. If you don't have the talent, who's going to run the business from the shop floor to the C-suite level? Who's going to run the business? Who's going to produce the parts? Who's going to handle those difficult business issues? That is the number one issue when we're out talking to small business owners, to corporate executives. That is the number one issue by far and away, is talent recruitment, talent retention, and finding and keeping good talent in the state.
MIBiz Senior Writer Mark Sanchez, thank you so much.
You're welcome.